Following the murder of the Ebuakwa North Member of Parliament, J.B. Dankwa-Edu, members of Parliament are demanding state security. Radio Ghana took to the streets of Accra and sampled the views of some Ghanaians on the issue.
I personally disagree with the MPs. I mean, we're all Ghanaians. And we are also exposed to such dangers. I wake up at dawn, go to work and all that. Anybody can attack me. If they want a security, they should provide their own personal guards. So as a Ghanaian, I'm also a human being, okay? So if you say that the president should give you a personal security, then you are trying to distinguish us, or you are trying to, I mean, what do they use their common funds for?
Well, I totally agree with what the parliamentarians are saying. Why? Because one, just as it has been enshrined in the constitution that judges, DCs, Metropolitan Assembly executives are given protection, it's the same constitution that has also given them the same opportunity to be given security by the state. Because I don't get this fast by a whole lot of people saying that those security people being given by the MPs is not relevant. It is relevant because these members of parliament are exposed to people. Once they become members of parliament, their privacy, everything about them is exposed. Just as what happened to this member of parliament, J.B. Dankwa-Edu. You realize that his life was exposed. If it wasn't for him being a member of parliament, I don't think this tragedy might have happened to him.
I totally disagree because I think they have enough money to provide their own security guides. So telling the government to provide it for them, I think it is not fair because they are benefiting from other angles. So they should use that money to get themselves securities.
For me, I don't think it's that relevant. The question you should ask yourself is, with the security around, does it guarantee that you are safe? I mean, it's a question they should be asking themselves. So, I mean, they should rather find a better way of sorting out the issue. It's not really or necessarily because of security.
Security for the MPs. I support the view that they could be giving special security because every individual in his day-to-day life believes that he has to feel secured to be able to move ahead, to be at his peak of productivity. The MPs are requesting for a special form of security. I think it's in place, just that it shouldn't be to a point where they spend too much of the taxpayers' money just to give them the security, because they are not, let's say, extraordinary or different from any individual Ghanaian. They are just like anyone, but since their lives are more kind of a target for some people, I think you should give them a little consideration.